Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, I promise, I will vow, Sue, I'll make this promise to you and to the audience. I will not bitch about the road again today. I just said today, right?
That's fair.
Okay, fair enough. We'll have Sue's news, of course, in the next hour. You picked an interesting couple of songs. I'm very curious about that today for Today in History. You know, I mentioned the American Revolution, the Ken Burns doc. I finished it. There was a lot about it I liked, but there was a lot about it I wondered if I could trust. And there's a guy who's an assistant professor of history at the New College of Florida, Adam Rowe, who wrote a piece about this, and he points out what he says is the incoherence of the American Revolution. So I want to get his spin on that. We'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour, a lot of other stuff, plus an audio cut of the day in the 5 o'clock hour. We have Paul Morrow back with us, Fox News contributor, the founder of the opsdesk.org. My goodness, Paul, there's so much to talk about with you. How are you doing this afternoon? A lot of stuff in your world.
Yeah, there sure is, and unfortunately, it's job security, huh?
Well, that's kind of how I feel it, the same way with the news cycle. Let me start with Luigi Mangione. First of all, I mean, I understand we have a constitution, and you have a right to defense attorneys, and you have a right to a fair trial, and all these things, but I mean, this is about as cut and dry as a case can get, but these attorneys are still filing motions and blah, 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 and all this stuff, right?
Yeah, well, they have to bill their hours, you know, that's what happens, but that's their job. I mean, their job as defense attorneys is to challenge everything along the line chronologically, and where do you start in a case like this? You start when the police actually approach Mangione, or even earlier at the 911 call, and they're going to meticulously go through everything. And remember, a dilatory tactic, that is a delaying tactic, is always part of the, is always an arrow in the quiver of defense attorneys. Delay helps them, you know, people's memories fade, people get exhausted, so they're going to throw everything they can at this, and Miranda is always fertile ground, and so that's where they seem to have taken their initial shot.
So, you know, my wife was watching this coverage a little bit this morning, and she said, I think we've talked about this, or people have talked about this in the past. I mean, if that dude didn't look the way that he does, this would not be going the same way, would it? I mean, the weird support that he got, people donating to his GoFundMe for his, you know, attorneys, I guess to your point, yeah, they got to bill their hours because they have the GoFundMe out there that pays for him.
Yeah, he has sort of set himself up as like a boy band murderer, and we recognize he is innocent until proven guilty, and we have to remember that. But that said, the evidence really does seem to be compelling, and when you consider some of the statements he made himself, spontaneously, that is, to the police, things like, hey, all it took was a little bit of social engineering, and then when he was yelling at the police as they were leading him in to be printed, and he was yelling at the media, you know, he really didn't do himself any favors there. And look, you can challenge Miranda from here until doomsday. The courts generally in situations like this give the police a lot of deference. There are a lot of various vectors that blow through it. What level of inquiry you are at, did he feel free to leave? You know, remember, Miranda, the basic formula is custody plus interrogation equals Miranda. Was he in custody? You know, did he feel free to leave? Generally in that area, the courts in a situation like this will give a lot of deference. And then interrogation. Was he being interrogated? Well, the courts have found that certain basic questions, who are you, what are you doing here, those are not interrogations. They're not pointed questions that go to a specific crime. And so you can do that. So, you know, the original reporting, if you recall, was that he was shaking when the police came up on him. That already raises the level of inquiry. And you can pat down for your own safety as a police officer mm-hmm. in a circumstance like that, where you have that kind of indicia. And remember something else. The original reporting was that he gave consent to search his bag. So even if they get some initial statements out through Miranda, which I find to be a remote possibility, so I wouldn't be too concerned, the stuff in the bag is going to come in. What was in the bag? The murder weapon and his manifesto. So I'm not too concerned about this case. And frankly, this kid has been given every break this nation provides, and he's spit in the face of this nation, and he deserves whatever he gets. I frankly don't hope that they give him death penalty. I'd like to see them use the death penalty as a lever to avoid a show trial and say, you want a plea? Okay, we'll give you a Koberger-like plea. You got no appeals. You're getting life in prison. Put him in Supermax in a deep hole where he'll be 23 hours a day in a cell with no TV, no anything. And let's see how much of a boy band member he looks like then after a few years of that stuff.
Paul Morrow back with us this afternoon. I know that you spent quite a bit of time writing and talking about this situation in Minnesota. You know, this reporting about the waste with the federal money has been out there, you know, for a couple of years in a couple of different versions. But then it sort of all comes together. The New York Times, I guess, because they do a story on this, they kind of validate some of the other reporting. But this is quite stunning. I guess that's why the Times finally had to do the story, because the numbers, the math involved here, the level of corruption is just staggering.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Staggering. One of the biggest, if not the biggest, municipal frauds maybe in American history. We know about the Somali piece, thanks to Chris Rufo's reporting with the Manhattan Institute, which is, I think, what prodded the New York Times. But I have to speak up for an entity that had it first and has it actually more fulsomely, and that is County Highway. It's a newspaper that I actually subscribe to. It comes out once a month. And the conceit of this thing is that it's kind of America's newspaper, and it's actually a newspaper, physically newspaper, paper thing that arrives in the mail. And they do these deep dive reportings. And this one, they really nailed, and they beat everybody to it. And it's appalling. The basic construct here was the following. We will use federal money in Minnesota to buy Somali votes. That's it. That's really what was going on. And it looks to me to have been ubiquitous throughout Minnesota government. They didn't care because it was mostly federal money that was going out the door, so it didn't hit their bottom line. It allowed them to look like the good guys. They avoided the horrible, the nightmare of ever being called racist by actually putting in some safeguards on the Somali community that was stealing us all blind. And they didn't care because it was our money, not Minnesota money. From where I sit, and I wrote about it last night, it was in the Ops Desk Today that dropped this morning. And people want to see some of the contours of this thing. A shorthand is in my Ops Desk drop from this morning.
It's excellent. Yeah, and I've read it. And let me point out a couple of things, Paul, from that. Because you talk about this Feeding Our Future plan. That was $250 million that was supposed to go to kids who were hungry, right? So they set up all these fake child feeding sites. They invent rosters of kids in sham nonprofits. And then this part, when you say this later, I think this is interesting. You say, during one of the first Feeding Our Future cases that finally went to trial, the five charged Somalis tried to bribe the jury with $200,000. And as if that was not enough, the suspects told the juror that during deliberation, she should contend that the prosecutions were a racist witch hunt against the black Muslim immigrant community. So this goes deep, 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 even after the allegations and you get to trial, there's still corruption and allegations of, you know, threats, et cetera, things like those lines here in Minnesota.
Yeah, they know what levers to push, and they knew, you know, use the R word, you know, claim that they're racist. They know in Minnesota, all of the Somalis that they brought in, they all uniformly vote Democrat. And so they know what levers to push, and they know that a guy like Waltz and a guy like Keith Ellison, the attorney general, they know that they will run scared at the invocation of the R word. And that's what, in fact, happened here. And again, if you look at the county highway reporting, this piece doesn't seem to appear anyplace else. It looks to me like you have more than enough to open a bribery investigation. Just to open an investigation. I'm not saying he's guilty, but it looks pretty bad. They met with him, a group of them met with him, and complained that they were getting actually investigated and looked at for stealing. And he said, I'll handle this, and essentially advocated against his own government. Remember, he's supposed to be part of the watchdog in Minnesota. And then, miraculously, over the next about 10 days, $15,000 go to Ellison's reelection campaign from some of these people that were complaining in his office and the Feeding Our Future group. And in fact, another $2,500 go to his son's election campaign because he was running for the city council out there. It is blatant, pure corruption. It's a disgrace. Waltz countenanced it, got out in front of it, gave some of these people awards, made sure they weren't investigated. I didn't say that lightly. I think that entire apparatus is a RICO with Waltz at the top. And the American people should be screaming because it's our money. And it's, to me, we should all be suing. We should be looking at a class action suit against the individuals. It's hard to sue the government out there. It's hard to sue a state government. But we should be looking at these entities that were stealing us blind to try to claw some of our own money back.
And some of this, you know, obviously the fraud was with COVID stuff. We all knew that was going to happen, and that's happened all over the country. I remember even saying at the time, Paul, you probably said the same thing.
Sure.
When all is said and done, how many billions and billions of dollars of this is going to be wasted? And we're finding probably even a lot more than we anticipated. Great to have you on. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. A lot of stuff keeping you busy at the ops desk. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Mark.
Take care. That's Paul Morrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.